Good morning, people of God. Welcome this morning as we come together as God's people and we celebrate in this time of worship. I'd like us to, by the way, how are you? Good. Me too. I'm also hot. Any of you hot? Some of you are not sitting in the right places. I just want you to know. I have come to expect certain things. Anyway, this morning, for our psalm, I'd like to teach you here at the very beginning of the service our psalm, your part for the psalm today. If you would turn to the psalm portion in your bulletin there, you'll find the refrain. It goes like this.
And see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord.
Can you do that with me?
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord.
One more time, just for good measure.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord.
So after each of the, before and then after each of the verses, we'll be singing that refrain together. Okay? Very good. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship with our confession and forgiveness. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. And let's take a moment for our own reflection and self-examination at this time. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing our opening hymn.
Central place, here in our honesty of preaching, hear in silence as in speech, hear in newness and renewal, God the Spirit comes to each. Here our children find a welcome in the shepherd's flock and fold. Here as bread and wine are taken, Christ sustains us as of old. Here the servants of the servant seek in worship to explore what it means in daily living to believe and to adore. Come, in an age of change and doubt, keep us faithful to the gospel. All we have to give, receive. We cannot live without you. We adore you, we believe.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, mighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory.
Gracious God, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Give us this bread always, that we may live in us and we in him, and that strengthened by his food, we may live as his body in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 19. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord.
Sing with me again.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Reading is from Ephesians chapter 4. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing, rather let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of our mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from all you bitterness and wrath, and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
We continue in this Gospel of the 6th chapter, continuing with our Bread of Life readings. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn to the Father who sent me, by the Father who sent me. And I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give, the bread that I will give for life in the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, O Christ. May be seated. Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we give you thanks this day for your goodness and your grace. And we give you thanks that you come to us in your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many remember this old country song? I was looking for love in all the wrong places. You remember that song?
Yeah.
You know, it's this song that talks of an old cowboy looking for love in bars and shallow relationships. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Isn't that a funny beginning to a sermon? Today, we have a text that might be a little bit similar title, but instead of love, people were looking for God in all the wrong places. In other words, they weren't catching on. God's people in this lesson today continue to react to this miracle that Jesus did by the feeding of the 5,000 with the loaves and fishes. The whole crowd went looking for Jesus, and they wanted more miraculous things that he could provide for them. And why just stop with bread? What about health? What about wealth? Gosh, Jesus could provide all that stuff too. Just follow Jesus and you can have all the earthly stuff that you want. Just follow Jesus and you can have it all. They were seeking the gifts, but missing out on the giver. And this is really key. This fall, I'm going to be doing a book study with a book called The Prodigal God. This is kind of a,
of an advertisement right now, just so you know. But it fits right here. It's called Prodigal God, and it's based on the story of the prodigal son. We think of the story of the prodigal son. We think of the lost son and the son that's the loyal son that stayed home. But the premise of this book by Timothy Keller, he says the real prodigal in the story is God. And he says both the sons are lost because they both want the father's stuff without the father. You get it? They both want the father's stuff without the father. Now back to the story here. They were seeking the gifts, but they were missing out on the giver of the gifts. Give us more bread, they would say to Jesus. And in response, Jesus gave them an answer they weren't expecting. Why work and toil for something that will just satisfy you today? He redirected their searching. And he encouraged them to set their sights higher. He told them not to just look for earthly bread that will perish, but look towards the giver of the good gifts, the one who is the very bread of life, God Himself. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for God in all the wrong places. We've been doing a thing encouraging you to look and to see God. What are your God sightings? Are you looking in the right places? Are you able to see the presence of God in the everyday, ordinary stuff of life? That God is there. When we look for God in the wrong places, isn't that what happens to us when we fall in love with the gifts but not the giver? Bread's a pretty good gift. And we can think a lot of other amazing things. I want you just to imagine for a moment. You know, if you want to think about gifts and stuff and all that type of things, I want you to imagine being a first century Christian, transported to today. Imagine that person, what they would see and what they would experience. All the material stuff. Watching TV. All those images and sounds coming from a box, a little box. Or maybe it's a big widescreen TV covering the wall. Or maybe it'd be a tiny TV in someone's cell phone. You know you can watch movies on your cell phone, smartphones? How many do that? You can do that. You really can. Don't do it now, though. Nowadays, you can watch anything you want on your smartphone. Imagine. That'd be the only beginning of all the marvels that this first century person would experience. They would experience for the first time trains, planes, cars, foods that are available, think about it, from all corners of the world. You can get it pretty much here, can't you? They're all available in a food court at the Mall of America. There would be sporting events to attend, plays, and endless opportunities of entertainment. Think about it for a moment. Such a feast of stuff. What would that first century person think? Give us more of this bread. This is good. And really, you couldn't blame them. I guess earthly bread is good. Earthly bread is a gift from God. Earthly bread is a blessing meant to be enjoyed. How can we not like such blessings? How can we not love them? Yet what if there is something much better right around the corner, something better than the new cell phone that comes out every 6 months, or DVDs, or different ways of experiencing things? What if one more thing was not a thing at all? What if that one more thing would be a person to enter into relationship with? A person who loves us with a love that is eternal and absolutely inexhaustible. Wouldn't we want to set our sights just a little bit higher? Wouldn't we want to pursue not just the gifts, but also the giver? Give us more bread. How easy it is to love the gifts but forget about the giver. We live in a time of great wealth. We have so much bread to marvel at. And sometimes we take delight in our material bread that we become like little kids. We become mesmerized by all the stuff that surrounds us. More and more and more we cry, give us more bread. But here's the problem with the earthly bread. It is earthly. It perishes. The manna in the wilderness perished. The people ate manna and they died. It only lasts so long. Now, I think many of you know I make wine. Okay? Pretty good stuff. This is another advertisement. Prime time, that's right. In a few months, we're going to be having a celebration of our ministry and mission. We used to call it a congregational meeting. I call it celebrations, celebration gatherings of what we do together. And we're going to have door prizes there. And some of that's going to be on one of the door prizes. Just so you know. I'll be asking other people to bring in door prizes too. But I figured out how the cost, what it cost me for a bottle of wine. It cost me about $4 to make. About $4. I heard a story of a rare bottle of wine that was being auctioned off. And it went for $60,000. Okay? And as this bottle was being handled, it slipped from the holder's hand and fell to the floor, and the bottle shattered all over the place, spilling $60,000 worth of wine. Now, was the wine still worth $60,000? Now that it had been mixed with the dust and 1,000 shards of glass? I don't think so. But you see, that's the problem with earthly bread. It perishes. It turns into trash. Just like that. Just like that. And was that bottle of wine really worth $60,000 in the first place? You know, I bet you the wine we serve here at communion, I bet you a bottle of, I don't know, does anybody know how much a bottle of they buy them in gallon jugs here. How many, anybody know? What? $15 for a gallon? So, the wine we serve here for communion, that's that. Can any earthly wine really taste, 20,000 times better than our $15 communion wine? We can talk about taste after a while, but just for now. Don't we eventually reach a point of diminishing returns? See, Jesus was honest with the people. Earthly bread is good. Fish is good. Earthly wine is good. All God's gifts are good. But the giver is better, is infinitely better. And that's the real bread that we need, you see. The real bread, real wine we need to partake of. Jesus comes among us as the true bread from heaven that satisfies our deepest hunger. Through the bread and wine of communion, God becomes present to us, to know and to love. Wouldn't it be a shame if we missed out on this bread from heaven, come out down to be among us in Jesus? May we seek and enjoy earthly bread, but may we seek even more intensely the giver of the good gifts, the true bread from heaven, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He is ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let's share that peace with one another. receive our morning offering at this time.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks.
Trusting in our loving and almighty God who abundantly provides the bread of life for all who hunger, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord God, we pray for the whole church. Sustain all who have tasted the bread of heaven and found solace in the promise of eternal life. Teach us to forgive one another in love and build each other up, Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, save and protect your creation. Feed, nourish, and encourage all living creatures. And teach us to practice faithful stewardship, Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you rule the nations. Lead all people to speak truth and kindness to one another, walking in the paths of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for those in need, especially those who mourn. Encourage the fearful and tend the sick. Especially today, we pray for Lisa, Sue, Gary, Dave, Kathy, Jean, Lexan, Gordy and Carolyn, Dick, for Ray, for Dale, for Wyatt, Sean, Otto, Libby, Owen, Leo, Sam, for Gay, and for Jerry, and those that we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for those gathered here today Feed us well so that the difficult journey of life may not be too much. And sustain us through the times of trial. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we bless you for the lives of those ones who have gone before us. Raise all at the last day that we may exalt your name together. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and loving God, we look to you in hope and trust, knowing that you will do far more than we can imagine through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our ascending song. Morning. In the back there is a sign up for God's Work, Our Hands. It's coming up on September 9th. If you want a cool yellow t-shirt, are you guys, go up, make your way up there, Harla. Make your way up there. We don't want to waste time. It's another opportunity for us to work together as Christ Lutheran and Peace and our Saviors together in serving within our community. If you want a cool yellow t-shirt, yeah, sign up back there. And we'll go out and we'll be going out into the community and doing a variety of different jobs on that day. And you continue to hear more about that day also.
We have to place the order for the t-shirts tomorrow.
We have to place order for the t-shirts tomorrow. Are we going to have cool Christ Lutheran on the back?
Yeah.
All right. What?
Hurry, hurry,
hurry. It's right back there on the table, so please consider doing that. It's a great way to be visible within our community for that. Arla.
Okay. You noticed in the bulletin that we have the election Tuesday, and there's going to be a bake sale. Now, this bake sale is for the church, and this is a last plea for bake items. The more we have, the more we'll sell, the more we'll go to the church. You can bring your items to the church on Monday or early Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Hello, I am back to talk about our after-school program. And I have really, really good news. We just received a $1,000 grant. So that means...
Where'd it come from?
It came from the Synod. No one was involved in any way, shape, or form in the voting for that. She excused herself, I promise. She told me several times. No, Josie, I left the room. But anyway, so we received $1,000, and that means that we are up to $2,000. But we need people. We really need people. And in a lot of different places. In fact, I brought out my my list of who, like how many people we need where. So I really need you to think deep down in your hearts, pray, and think about how you can help serve this ministry that we will be doing. It doesn't take more money. It takes people. It takes faces who show up and help in whatever capability they can help. There's a lot of different places to help. And it can be anything from being with the kids to helping with snack, to helping in the library, to helping with homework, to driving. We are promising that we are bringing these children from the school to this building. We need drivers. If you've got a lead on maybe a large passenger van, great, but we don't have that yet. So if we can get that accomplished, that would be awesome. And let's see, what else do we have? I mean, suppers. We're providing a free supper for families of the church and of the community. So that means that we need helpers to plan out meals, what meals are going to be served, how many, et cetera. And then we need people to cook them. We have money that can provide for the food, but we need people to cook. And so there's lots of different areas that you can help out. So this is my deal. I'm serving Schneckies this morning. I will be standing in the doorway with my sheet, and I will be signing you up into places. But please talk to me as you come through, because we can get you into a spot that fits your skills or your talents. And this day, today, marks the 1 month until we start. September 12th, we start. It is a Wednesday night, and so it's in the books, and posters are being printed probably next week. And they will be up and out. So we're on the ball, but we need people to help out. Thanks.
Thanks, Josie. Are there any other announcements that need to be lifted up? If you are going to the installation of Lori's installation in a couple weeks, and you're singing it or want to sing in the choir, I happen to have some music. If you want to have a preview of it. Otherwise, the mass choir is getting together at 12:30 on that day, on that Saturday, prior to the installation. Well, we'll bank some more time. 11 minutes. You want to talk about something? Well, you know what time it is. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Oh, shut. You know what? See this right here? I'm turning my microphone off. Can you hear me? Okay, I want you to do it louder than me. Go in peace.